Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Chaf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Chaf Beis Amin Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amin Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, continuing our discussions of Balkari, the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a person is davening and in the middle of davening he realizes that he's a Balkari. The Mishnah is also going to talk about if a person realizes it's coming time for him to say Kriya Shema and he's in the mikveh at the moment. So what does he do about Kriya Shema if he's in the mikveh when the time is arriving? So the Gemara is going to talk about how far one has to stay away from certain things that are dirty or disgusting or smelly when a person is going to say Kriya Shema, from Tzoa, from Meraglayim. Mm-hmm. And what happens if a person experiences these kinds of bodily functions during davening? What does a person do if he realizes that there's Meraglayim, that's Shoses al Raglav, right in the middle of davening? The Gemara is going to talk about the idea of keeping tefillin away from a Beis HaKiseh, how far a tefillin has to be kept away from Beis HaKiseh, what a person should do if he's wearing tefillin all day and he needs to go to the Beis HaKiseh. We're going to distinguish between different types of Beis HaKiseh, and we're also going to distinguish between different types of tefillin bags. There are tefillin bags that have never been used yet, but have been designated as tefillin bags. Tefillin bags that have been used yet, there are tefillin bags that have a poseach tefach, that have an empty space of a tefach. So we're going to discuss different halachos relating to tefillin bags as well. We're also going to talk about a certain sense of tznius in the Beis HaKiseh, and some advice on how to eat in a healthy way by doing a little bit of exercise before eating, and more things about tefillin bibizayon, leaving tefillin mutal bibizayon. So essentially most of what we're going to talk about are bodily functions when it comes to davening, and tefillin relating to a Beis HaKiseh. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis and Beis. It says in Mishnah, Hayomid b'tfilah v'nizkar shu balkari. A person is in the middle of davening and he realizes he's a balkari. Lo yafsik ele yakatzer. He doesn't stop davening, but he should just abbreviate each bracha of the tefillah, meaning cut out the middle part. Do the psicha of the bracha and the chasima of the bracha, and then conclude the tefillah that way. Yarad litbal, if a person goes down to the mikvah and it comes time to say Kriya Shema while he's in the mikvah, so im yachalalos ule hiskasos velikros ashlote anitzachama, if he's able to get out of the mikvah and to get dressed and to say Kriya Shema before Netzachama, then Yalav Yiskasav Yikra, then he should do that Seder HaDvarim. He should do all of those things. The Gemara is going to explain, well, is it Netzachama? Why does he have to say Kriya Shema by Netzachama? The subsequent Kriya Shema is well after Netzachama. So we're assuming that we're talking about a person who's being Kari Kriya Shema Kivasikin, that he's trying to do Tefillah right after Netzachama and Kriya Shema right before Netzachama. So he wants to get the Kriya Shema in before Netzachama. So that's what he has to do. V'imlav, but if he doesn't have the time, enough time to get out of the mikvah, then yiskase b'mayim, let him cover himself up with the water so that he won't have a situation of libo roa esa erva, and the yikra, let him say kriya shema that way. But v'lo yiskase lo b'mayim aroyim v'lo b'mayim mishra, the water can't be very smelly water because you can't say kriya shema in front of smelly water. Now in this sense, kriya shema is very different than tefillah. A person would certainly not be allowed to daven in such a situation where he's totally undressed, he just happens to be in the water. It happens to be that Kriya Shema is not Omid Lufnei HaMakom. By Kriya Shema, you're not talking to the Ribbono Shel, you're being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. And as a result of that, whereas by tefillah, we're going to see later on in about a week from now, that a person has to dress nicely for tefillah, it might come up in today's stuff also. The person in Hikol Likros Alakach Yisrael, that's more about preparing your body. But we're going to see later that a person has to dress nicely for tefillah. There's no din that one has to dress nicely for Kriya Shema. A person's allowed to be in the mikvah and say Kriya Shema. There is a din that he can't have libo roa as ha'erva. For any davar shebe kedusha, he can't have a straight line without any interposition between his chest and his erva. So that's why he's got to cover himself in the water. This is Maisim B'chol Yom, when people go to the mikvah, when women go to the mikvah, and they have to say a bracha, so there's a libo roa es ha'erva issue, and the post can discuss how to get around that by hugging their body or something of that nature. So then the Mishnah discusses, it misses a few words over here, but the Mishnah means to say that if a person has to say Kriya Shema and there's Meira Glayim that's in a kli that's right in front of him, there's urine right there, so achiyati l'tochen mayim. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema until you mix that Meira Glayim with water, the kamer yarchik menum. Tzoa? How far away does a person have to stay from Meiraglayim and from Tzoa when he says Kriya Shema? Arba Amos. The person needs to stay 4 Amos away. So the Mishnah Berura points out in Siman Ayin Vav, based on the Gemara that we're going to have in a few days from now, that all the halachos that we're mentioning over here and on, Lagabe Kriyashma, both in terms of Heter and Iser, do not only apply to Kriyashma, they apply to Torah and Tefillah and Kol Davar Shebekedusha. The idea of Belashon HaKodesh, and whether you say them Belashon HaKodesh, whether you say them Belashon Chol, all of these halachos are going to apply not only for Kriyashma. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, the Omid Betfilah V'Nizkar Shu Balkeri. If a person is davening and like our Mishnah said, he realizes that he is a Balkeri. Lo yafsik aliyakatzer. Don't stop the Shmoneh Esrei, abbreviate the brachos. Hayakari b'tor v'nizkar shu Balkeri. If a person was laning in shul, he was being kari b'tora, and he realizes he's Balkeri, eno mafsik va'ola, ele megamgim v'kore. He should not stop the kriya and leave. Rather, he should be kore in a very quick fashion, like he's reading the tochacha. Remeir omer, ein Balkeri rashai likros b'tora, yos a Balkari cannot read more than 3 psukim in the Torah. Once he reads 3 psukim, that's his end point. He's got to stop right there because he can't read more than he's absolutely mechuyev to read. And the halacha is, the Gemara tells in Maseches Megillah, that Eina Kari B'Torah Rashi Livchos Mishlosh Psukim, that you have to have at least 3 psukim whenever you get an aliyah. So he does the bare minimum that he's obligated to do, because we're assuming the Ola is the one that's laning. He does the bare minimum that he's obligated to do, and then he stops. Tanya Idoch, we have another brisa, Hayomid Betfila Varad Tsoa Kenegdo. Person is davening and he sees Tsoa, he sees excrement right there. Mahalik Lefanovach, he's Rekadil Achorav Arba Amos. He should walk forward until the Tsoa is 4 Amos behind him. So, frankly, Gemara Vatanya Litzdadin. But we have another brisa that says that when you see Tsoa, you should make sure that Tsoa is off to the side of you 4 Amos. So, apparently, you don't have to have it 4 Amos behind you. Lokasha. Hada Efshar, Hada Lo Efshar. Not a stira. When it says that, it's got to be 4 amos behind you. That's if there's space to put it 4 amos behind you. But when it's not possible to do that, so then at least minet stadim, you have to keep it 4 amos. Because let's say there's a river or something else, some natural barrier that's there that makes it impossible for you to put it 4 amos behind you. If a person already davened and then he found that there was tzoa there the whole time, the baby's diaper was there. So amaraba aval pi shechata. Even though it was a mistake, it was a sin, his tefillah does count as a tefillah. So maskevla Rava, how does that even work? Vazevach Rishayim Toeva. If he did something wrong, then it's a Zevach Rishayim. Then his tefillah should not be a tefillah at all. Rishayim try to bring a carbon, even if they're makrav a carbon with the Lev Shalem, their carbon is not accepted because they're still birishasam, they're still evil people. So someone is mispalel in place of tzawa, even if he was misspelled with kavana and everything, his tefillah should not be a good tefillah because he was a poshea. How do you daven in a place that is tzoa right there? You have to check and make sure that the place you're davening in is clean. Elo amarava hol v'chata aval pishes palel tefillah sotueva. No, what it means to say is that if you found tzoa there, since you did an aveira, even though you already davened, your tefillah is a toeva and the tefillah doesn't count as a tefillah. It's ain't tefillah sotueva. The tefillah is going to be a toeva. And Tosus points out it's a mu'uvus l'yuchaliskon. You lost out on the opportunity for that tefillah. And then Tosus quotes in the name of the Ri that you can daven again. And that goes for Tzionim. They quote a girsa ma'itakanta l'hadav alitzli, that it sounds like the takana for this is to daven again. And that's like the Ri, that it's not a mu'uvus l'yuchaliskon. It's not something that's that you messed up and there's no way to fix. There is a way to fix it. You're able to daven again. Tan Rabban Yomid b'tefillah ma'im shosin al birka. If a person is davening and he realizes that there's urine running down his legs. So posek atshiyich l'amayim chazer mispalel. He should wait until the mayim is done and then go back and daven. So the hechon chazer, what do you mean go back and daven? Where does he pick up from? So Rav Chisav Rav Mnuna, chad omer chazer l'rosh, v'chad omer l'makum shapasak. One shita is that he goes back to the beginning of the tefillah, and the other shita is he goes back to wherever he stopped when he noticed the meraglayim coming down, but he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. Tzlach has the kasha, that if you say that it's chazer to the rosh tefillah, I understand very well that you'll use the term chozer umispalel, that he's going back to daven. But if you say that he goes back to just where he stopped, so what does it mean, chozer umispalel? Of course, he's got to finish davening, meaning that's not chozer umispalel, it's just, you just finished davening. So he explains that there might have been room to say that even b'dieved, since he was already omid b'tfila, he should be mamshich k'neged the meraglayim, right there. But he's just got to be mispal b'kotzer, like a balkeri, who's a mamshich his tfila b'dieved, just has to abbreviate each bracha. So that's why the Bryce is mechadish, the chozer mispal k'darko, that he doesn't abbreviate each bracha. So... So that's the chiddush of the Braisa. Says Mar, what are they really arguing about? Lema b'hachim ifri. Mar savar im shal kedei ligmar skula chozer l'rosh, that the one that says that you go back to the beginning of the tefillah holds that if you delay in your tefillah the amount of time that it would take to finish the whole rest of the tefillah, then you have to start Shemon Esrei again. Umar sover l'makom shabasuk, and the other one says, no, you only have to go back to where you left off. Samar Ravashi, hayim shayim lo shami ba'ilei. If that's what they're really arguing about, then they should have distinguished between whether you were, how long it took. How long did you pause for? Did you pause for 10 seconds where you would not have had time to finish the whole tefillah, or did you pause for 4 minutes where you wouldn't have had time to finish the entire tefillah? So Ella, that can't be the machlokas. So second suggestion, what the machlokas is. Everyone would agree that if you paused enough time to finish the entire tefillah, you got to go start the tefillah again. The machlokas is where you did not pause for that long. The one that says you go back to the beginning of the tefillah will say, since you started to daven when you had to go to the bathroom, that's how Rashi understands, since when you started to daven, you obviously really had to go to the bathroom, you couldn't even hold it in for the rest of the tefillah, so in Meikara, when you started your tefillah, you shouldn't have started, meaning you were not someone who was appropriate to daven, vein ra'oi, vein tefillah sa tefillah, and therefore your tefillah doesn't count. Umar Savar, and the one that says that you pick up from where you left off, holds, that it's a person who's right for tefillah, who tefillah so tefillah, that someone who has to go to the bathroom is ra'oi for tefillah, and his tefillah is going to count. Tan Rabbanan, and this shock the kav of Ali Spalal. So on that topic, can a person daven when he has to use the bathroom? So if a person has to use the bathroom, don't daven. V'mispalal tefillah sa toeva. And if he does daven while he has to use the bathroom, his tefillah is a toeva. The Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Tefillah that anyone who's sarach l'nekav and is mispalal tefillah sa toeva, and he has to go back and daven la'achar shi'as etzrachav. And the Tosfos explains that by Motzei Tzah, in a place where he davened, the tefillah sa Toeva, that it's mu'uvasli yuchaliskon, that you lost the tefillah, and the name of the re, like we said before, your chozer mispalel. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that when we say tefillah sa toeva, it doesn't mean that it's mu'uvasli yuchaliskon. It sounds more like the re, that, like we saw by the tzoa, that you have the opportunity to make it up and to still daven. But that's the halacha, that tefillah sa toeva, so, that, according to the Braisa. So I'm Rav Zvid, v'tayim Rav Yudah lo shanu elashen yuchalishos ba'atzmo. Avalim yuchalishos ba'atzmo tefillah. That's only if you're not able to hold yourself in. But if you're able to hold yourself in, you're able to control yourself, that even though you have to use the bathroom, the tefillah counts. V'ad kama, how do we define being able to hold yourself in? Am Rav Sheshes ad parsa. Meaning, if you'd be able to hold yourself in long enough that it takes to walk a parsa, which we assume is 72 minutes, it's four meal, a meal we assume is 18 minutes, so roughly, if you could hold yourself in, if you were in the car, and you'd be able to make it another 72 minutes, so then we assume that your tefillah would be a valid tefillah. But if you wouldn't be able to make it another 72 minutes, then the tefillah is a toeva. Ika demasa masnisa. Some hold that this chiluk between being able to hold yourself in and not, they learn it in connection to a braisa, and not from Rav Zun and Rav Yehuda. Meaning it's the same discussion, but it's just a different placement of where the Amoraim come into the picture. That Bamed, Varim Amurim, that when do we say that the tefillah is a toeva? K'shen yochal alatzmo. Avon yochal alatzmo tefillah sa tefillah. But if you're able to hold yourself in, the tefillah is going to be valid. V'yad kama, and how much is considered being able to hold yourself in? So that's where Rav Zvid comes in. Am Rav Zvid ad parsa. It's up until a parsa. Good, so now we're going to discuss a derivation from psukim with relation to cleanliness in preparation for tefillah. So, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Hanitzrok l'nekava v'areza lo yispalel. If a person needs to use the bathroom, do not daven. Yavin, Mishum Shnemer, He Kol Likras Elokecha Yisrael. So it's telling us that a person has to prepare himself for tefillah, and that means B'Nikiyus. A person has to make sure that he has a clean guf in order to... In order to daven. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my d'chsev, what does the pasuk mean in Koheles when it says Shmar raglicha kasher teilech al beis elokim? So Shmar atzmicha shelotechta. It means that stay away from an avera, so that you'll be ready to go. So you won't need to go rather to the beis elokim to bring a korban chatas for your avera. V'im techta, and if you did sin, have a korban lefanei. Then you should realize that you're supposed to bring a korban in order to resolve that issue. The kar of lishma, Amar Rava, havi kar of lishma, divrei chachamim. The pasuk goes on to say the kar of lishma. So the kar of lishma means that you should be prepared to listen to the divrei chachamim. Shemchot mevin carbon valsim tshuva. That when you bring a carbon for an avera, so bring it in a sense of with a sense of tshuva, like chachamim do. That when chachamim do an avera, they do tshuva. That's what we said. That you know, levim saparach mitasim shel tamidei chachamim. We learned on daf yotes, right? And one of the things we said was that if you see in Talmud Chacham doing Avera Balayla, you can assume that by daytime he's already done tshuva. So Talmud Chacham, by the time they bring their kabanos, they're for sure have done tshuva already, and therefore anybody who brings a carbon should have that same sense of tshuva. The pasuk continues, mites haksilim zevach, sa alti kaksilim shechotim vin carbon venos and tshuva. Don't be like a fool who sins and knows that he's got to bring carbon, so he brings a carbon, but he doesn't do any tshuva. So it says, they don't know how to do bad? That sounds pretty good. If they don't know how to do any bad, then they're tzadikim. No. El aldi kaksilim shechotim mevim karban, veinim yodim im ala tova he mevim, im ala ra he mevim. Don't be like the fools that sin and bring a carbon, and they don't even realize whether the carbon is being brought for good or for bad. They just know, I got to bring a carbon. They don't realize that it's because they did something wrong and they have to do tshuva for it. So it's okay to fail. It's okay to make a mistake once in a while. But then you have to have that proper sense of tshuva. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bein Tov L'ra, Einem Avchidim, Ve'em Avim, Carbon L'fanai. They don't even know the difference between a mitzvah and a avera, and they're bringing a carbon. Seinim Yodim Lasos Ra, the Rabbi Yaakov points out it means they don't know how to fail properly. They don't know how to be misaking the Ra. I remember Rabbi Palkovitz Zichrono Levracha, when they did a thing for his 95th birthday, he gave a whole drasha about failing better. That in all of his life he just learned how to fail better. Meaning if that was the only limud that he had about because everyone always makes mistakes. But what do you learn from the mistakes? So that's the a fool fails badly. A tzaddik fails, but he fails better, and he knows how to do tshuva, and he becomes a b'mak mishvali tshuva. He's going to reach a higher madrega than he could have had he never failed in the first place. We still try not to fail, but still. Rav Ashi v'item Rav Chanin bar Papa Amar Shemar nekavecha b'shar shata omid b'tfilu lefanai. When it says Shemar raglecha kasher ata holech kasher teilech al beis alukim, it means watch out for having to go to the bathroom when you go to daven. Make sure that you go to the bathroom prior to davening. Once we're on the topic of bathroom and issues of Kedusha, so how do we deal with tefillin when it comes to a bathroom? So someone goes to the bathroom, has to remove his tefillin when he's 4 amos away from the bathroom, and then he can go into the bathroom. That's only if it's a beis hakiseh kavua. But a beis hakiseh arai, which means a beis hakiseh that they have not used as a bathroom, but it's meant to be used. It's about to be used for the first time when you use it. So you take your tefillin and you hold it in your hand, and then you could you don't have to be marchik dalet amos. Ukshu yotze marchik arba amos manichon neshas beis hakiseh kavua. But once you leave, it has now become a beis hakiseh kavua, so you cannot put the tefillin back on until you're 4 amos away from it. So yibayilu ma'ushay karnis adam betefillin beis hakiseh kavua. Can a person go in with tefillin on his head to beis hakiseh kavua that has tsoa there, but he's only going lahashtin mayim? He's only going to urinate. Is he allowed to do that? So we would never think of doing such things. We treat our tefillin in a certain way because we only wear our tefillin for davening, but in a situation where a person is wearing his tefillin all day long, so this is a shaila that would enter someone's mind. So Ravina Shari, Ravina allows entering with tefillin of Adar Bar Masna Asar. He does not allow it. So Asur Shailu al Rava. They went and they asked the Shaila to Rava, Amaluhu Asur. So Rava said it's Asur. Chashin and Shami Yipanaben, because we're afraid you might make Gedolim in them. Varmila Shami Yafiachben. Or one might pass gas in the tefillin, and that is also Asur to do. The Ram sounds like that it's Asur Lahashtin Bitfillin, and the Ravid says it's against the Gemara. The Ramam in Hilchas Tfila, Hilchas Tfilin rather, in the fourth parak says you're not allowed to even urinate in tefillin. The Tosus and the Rosh say, Besa Kisei Arai, it's Mutala Ashton, even wearing your tefillin. It's only Besa Kisei Kavua that the Gemara even has a Shaila. So that's a major Kasha on Shitas Rambam. So Tani Idoch, you have another Baisa, Nichnas of Besa Kisei Kavua, Cholit Tzilin Brich Garba Amos. If one is going to Besa Kisei Kavua, he removes his tefillin 4 Amos away, Manichim Bechalom, and he puts him like a cubby, a hole in the wall. Hasamach L'Rishas Rabbim, that borders on the Rishas Rabbim, v'nichnas, then he goes into the Beis HaKisek, sh'yotzei mark garbamos, v'nichan, divrei Beis HaShem, and then when he leaves, he should go 4 amos away from the Beis HaKisek and put his tefillin back on according to Beis HaShem. Beis Hillel Omrim, ochsan biyado v'nichnas, he should hold them in his hand and go into the Beis HaKisek with them in his hand. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ochsan bibigdo v'nichnas, he should have them wrapped in his beged and go into the Beis HaKisek. Bibigdo salkadaitach, he holds them in his beged, but if he puts them in his beged, zimnin mishtalilu v'nafli, they might just roll out and fall out. So ela ema oksan bibigdo uviyado v'nichnas doesn't just mean wrap them in your beged, it means hold them in your beged. So you wrap your beged around it and you hold your tefillin in your beged. Umenichin b'chor nesmuchin lebeis hakisei, and you put them in the wall of the hole in the wall but not the one that borders the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but the side of the wall that borders the beis hakisei. V'lo yanichin b'chor nesmuchin Rosh Hashanah Rabin, do not put them on the side of the wall that borders the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Shami yitlo osam avridrachim v'avli dechshad, because they may get stolen from you, and that's going to lead to chashad, that people are going to suspect you of wrongdoing. Second time we had chashad, I think, in this Masechta, right? We had chashad way back about not going into Mapolis, not going into a churva, rather, because of a chashash of three possibilities. And one of them was chashad, that people are going to suspect you of being with the Zonah. So we hear also, what's the chashad? Because I left my tefillin by Rosh Hashanah, this is going to be a chashad. Says more, yeah, myself, b'tal merechah, she'niach tefillah, b'chor, nesmut, l'Rosh Hashanah, someone did it once. Ubas a zona achas from the talton, and a zona came and took the tefillin. Ubas on the base of medrash for Amram, she did like a tamar, right? She came to the base of medrash and she said, "Ruma nasali ploni bischari. Look what this guy gave me for my schar for being a zona for him." Kivin shasham also tamar kachal l'rosh agag v'nafal l'meis. She just ruined his life, so he went up and he committed suicide. Both shasham is skinu she'elps and big dov yadav v'nichnas. So then they said, "You know what? In order that this shouldn't happen to any innocent people again, so we should just bring them in with him." Wrap them in a beged and bring them in with him to the Beis HaKisei. Tan Rabban, Rishona Yimanichin Tefillin B'chor Nesmuch LeBeis HaKisei. It used to be that people would put their tefillin in the wall that's samuch to the Beis HaKisei. But Rabban Achbarim V'Nachtan Osan, the Achbarim would come, rats would come and take them. His Kiddush Yimanichin Osamuch LeNesmuch Shusram. So they said, okay, let's put it on the other side, outside by the Shusram. Rabban Obridrachim V'Nachtan Osan, Kanavim would come and take them. So his Kiddush Yachsam B'Yadam Nichna. So they decided better to carry them with you the whole time so that you don't lose them. Amr of Miyashav Bered Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Halacha Golan Kmin Sefer Volksan Bimino Keneged Libo. The halacha is that you should wrap them with the Ritzuos like a sefer, and then hold them with your right hand Keneged your lev, not by the beged because they might fall out. So Amr of Yosef Bar Min Yomer, Amr of Nachum Levad Shalote Ritzua Yotzes Mitachas Yadot Tefach. But you have to make sure that a Ritzua is not dangling down by a Tefach. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Amar Rabbi Zera, Lo Shanu Ela Shiyeshu Huspayom Lulavshan. That's only this din that your Golan and your Ochzan be Yemino and you enter with them to the Beis HaKisei is only if there's still time in the day to put them back up. And put them back on after you go to the bathroom before Shkia. Aval Angels Biyom Lulavshan, but if there's not going to be enough time to put them back on anyway, then Osalen Kimin Kis Tefach. You make a box that can hold them, that has a Tefach of airspace, Umanichan, and put them in that box. So I'm Rabbi Baruchan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Biyom Golan Kimin Sefer, Umanichan, Biyadu Kinegal Libo, Ubalayla, Osalen Kimin Kis Tefach. Yeah, if it's daytime where you're going to be putting on the tefillin again, to enter the Beis HaKisei, you just wrap them up. But if it's nighttime where you need to put them away until the next morning, so then you make Kamin Kis Tefach and you're maniach the tefillin. Why is it, we said before, the Ritzua is not allowed to dangle down? If you have all the parshios covered, who cares if the Ritzua dangles a little bit? So when it comes to Ritzua Shel Tefillin, we assume Ritzua Shel Tefillin has a din of It's machlokas haposkim whether it has a din of tashmisha kedusha. That for sure it has. It may have a din of kedusha atzmo. Why does it have a din of kedusha atzmo? So Mishmur quotes what Rashi says right over here that the definition of kedusha, as opposed to let's say tashmisha mitzvah, right? If you have a lulav, so everyone always asks after sukkah is over, how do I get rid of my lulav? Right? Do I have to put it in shemus? So you don't have to put a lulav in shemus. You throw it in the garbage, but you can't just throw it in the garbage because that's not respectful. So you wrap it in a separate wrapping and throw it in the garbage. But you can't do that with an old pair of tefillin. An old pair of tefillin has to go into Sheamus. How do you know what's Tashmisha Kedusha, what's Tashmisha Mitzvah? So Rav Shachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi that anything that's associated with Ksav Shel Torah is Kedusha. Anything that's not associated with Ksav Shel Torah, even though it's used for a mitzvah, that's Tashmisha Mitzvah. The halach is Tashmisha Mitzvah, Lachas Man Mitzvah, and Mishnah Megillah tells us, is Nizrakin, you're allowed to throw it away respectfully. Tashmisha Kedusha, Lachas Man Mitzvah, son, it is Nignazin, it needs to be put into Sheamus. So what's the Ritzuos? So the Ritzuos are at least Tashmisha Kedusha, because the tefillin themselves are Kedusha. It has Ksav Shel Torah in the tefillin. But it could be more. It could be that the tefillin are Kedusha Atzman, because the Ritzuos are Kedusha Atzman, because the Ritzuos have the form the letters of the Shem Hashem. At least two out of the three letters of the Shin, Dalet, and Yud that form the Shem Hashem. We have the Shin on the side of the Batim, and then you have the Dalet on the back of the Shel Rosh. Right there, two minhagim of how to make the Dalet. It either looks like a Dalet or it looks like a square, but a square is really two dalets that are just, you know, positioned like that, right? Positioned next to each other. So it's really a double dalet. And then you have the yud by the shaliyad, but that's formed by the ritzuos itself. So the ritzuos themselves may have a din of kedusha. So that's why the ritzuos should not be dangling. That's why ritzuos doesn't drag on the ground. Also, people are makbid that the ritzuos of tefillin shouldn't be dragging on the ground either. So okay, Amar Rabbi, lo shanu ela b'klishu kelyan. This whole din that you need a kli that has an opening of a tefach in the kli. Most tefillin cases that we have, or tefillin bags that we have, do not have an open tefach in it. So that's only a kli that is the regular kli, the kli that's miyuchad for it to be put in. Now, b'kli she'enu kelyan, if it's a kli that's not really meant for tefillin, then afilu pops mi tefach. Then even less than a tefach is going to be mafsik between the tefillin and the karka, and it's going to be fine. Amras which will be tem ravashi teda shari pachim ketanim matzil ba'olameis. The raya that you don't always need a pesach tefach to be mafsik is that sometimes if you have a jar with food in it in an olameis, the food doesn't necessarily become tamei if it's mukaf tzamid pasil, if it's wrapped on the top, if it's closed tightly, and the jar is a kli cheres and it's closed tightly. But there's no pesach tefach inside the kli, it doesn't matter. You don't need a pesach tefach all the time. When we went after Rabbi Yochanan, when we wanted to go into the Beis HaKisei, when we were holding Svarim, we were holding Sifrei Agados, that they would learn Halacha Bal Peh. But Agada, they didn't know so well, the Maharal writes. Agada, they would have to have Svarim, that they would learn Agada from. Halacha, that they knew cold, that they didn't need Svarim for. So we were holding Sifrei Agadita, he would give it to us before he entered the Beis HaKisei. When he was holding Tefillin, he would not give it to us. Amar Holvisharnu Rabbanan. He said, well, since the Rabbanan made this takana that you're allowed to go into the Beis HaKisei with the tefillin, Ninatran, I figure I might as well use them as protection because the tefillin have the capacity to protect me. Rashi says, Yishmaruni, Achnisim Imiv, Yishmaruni, Min Amazikin. The tefillin will protect me from Azikin. This is also not the first time we had that, of being protected from Azikin, right? We had the someone who's called Kriya Shemal Mitaso and Dafhei, that he has a Cherev Shoshvei Pios Biyado to ward off all of the mazikin, and we had that whole daf about all those demons of mazikin. So Amar Rav, Kiavazin Basayd Rav Nachman, when we follow Rav Nachman, Kiavanakat Sifra Dagadita, when we were holding Sifra Agados, when he was holding Sifra Agada, Yavlan, he would give it to us before entering the basic easy. Kiavanakat Filin, Lo Yavlan, Amar, Holvisharnu Rabbanan, Natran, same idea, that let the Tfilin protect me as long as I'm allowed to bring them with me. Tan Rabban, Lo Yochazad, and Tfilin Biyadol, Sifra Torah, Bizra, Oviyaspalel. Person should not be holding Tfilin or a Sefer Torah while he's davening, because the entire time he's davening, he's going to be afraid that he might come to drop it. So anything, this is an important halacha. You're not allowed to daven when you're holding in your hand anything that you're going to be afraid to drop. So how do we hold a siddur in our hand? We're afraid to drop a siddur. So we assume that a siddur is meant for tefillah, so since it's enhancing the tefillah, but it's something that's secondary, that's not really enhancing the tefillah, it's secondary to the tefillah, it might be a problem. Exactly how you formulate that halacha may happen afkamina if you're davening from a smartphone, right? Because you're afraid to drop it, but is it a siddur? It's a lot of other things also. It's partially, I guess, a siddur, but it's also a lot of other things. So it's a question whether it has a din of lahavdil, the Sefer Torah b'zro'o, or tefillin b'yado, when you're davening. V'le'yashin ben mayim, v'le'yishan behen, a person should not urinate with them, nor sleep with them, lo shenas kev, lo shenas arai, not even a small nap. Amr Shmuel, sakru molesu ka'aro, kikar, harei l'kiyotzeven. It's not only kedusha items that you're not allowed to hold in your hand while you're davening, you're not allowed to hold anything you might be afraid to drop, like a knife, or money, or a plate that has something on it, or a loaf of bread, all of these things. It's not about the kedusha, it's just about the fact that you're going to be distracted because you don't want to drop it. That's why you're not supposed to hold a child while you're davening Shmona Esrei. So Amrav Sheshes, Lesichsa Ki Hamasnisa. We don't paskin like this Braisa, that not to be mashtin while you're carrying the tefillin, the Beishamahi, because that's found in the sheet of the Beishamahi, because Beishamahi is one that said on Amar Aleph that a person shouldn't go into a Beis HaKisei Kavua with tefillin biyado. He should put him in the chalon that samach l'rishus sarabim, and that's true of a Beis HaKisei Arai when you urinate as well. The Beis Hillel, because if you were told like Beis Hillel, hash Beis HaKisei Kavua Shari, Beis Hillel even allows a Beis HaKisei that's meant for gedolim to enter with tefillin biyado. So Beis HaKisei Arai mibayi, a Beis HaKisei that's only meant for Meir Aglayim, you need to tell me. Of course he's going to be allowed to go with the tefillin biyado. So the Gemara rejects Rav Sheshes. Meisvei asks the Gemara, Dvarim Shaitarti L'Chakan, the Braisa says, that which I've allowed for you in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, Asarti L'Chakan, I've asked for you in a Beis HaKisei Arai. Meaning, there are certain things that are mutter in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, counterintuitively. Certain things that are mutter in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, but are usser in a Beis HaKisei Arai. So, my love, tefillin, so isn't this talking about tefillin, where we said you're not allowed to carry the tefillin into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, but a Beis HaKisei, I mean, you are allowed to carry tefillin rather in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, but Aval Bikain, you're not allowed to in a Beis HaKisei Arai. So, Yer Bishloma Beis Hillel, he taught me the Chakan Kavua, Arsati L'Chakan, Beis HaKisei Arai. If we're assuming like Beis Hillel, so then it all makes sense. That when it says, Hitarti L'Chakan, I've allowed it, that's in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that Beis Hillel allows you to have the tefillin biyado, and Arsati L'Chakan means a Beis HaKisei Arai, where they don't allow you to be mashtin with tefillin biyado, to urinate with tefillin biyado. Eli'i Amrit Beis Shammai, Halo Sharu Lomidi. But according to Beis Shammai, how could you say, Hitarti L'Chakan, I've allowed it here? Beis Shammai did not allow it in a Beis HaKisei Kavua. They haven't been matir anything, so it wouldn't be shayet to say Dvarim Shaitarti L'Chakan. So it must be that the Braisa follows Beis Hillel, that it's also to be mashtin with tefillin biyado. And it's a kasha Rav Sheshes who thinks that the Braisa that asks is only going like Shitas Beis Shammai, and because Beis Hillel would be matir to be mashtin. So Kitani Yilin in Tevach Tvachayim says, well, no, when the Braisa says Dvarim Shaitarti, that's not talking about the issue of going in with tefillin to the Beis HaKisei. It's talking about being megala a tefach or two tefachim of one's body in the Beis HaKisei. That if someone is using the bathroom, he should only be megali, he should only reveal the part of his body that needs to be revealed as a behavior of tznius. And when he has to do gedolim, he's megala tefach me'achorav. And when he has to do ketanim, he's megala tfachayim in front of him, because the stream of the me'raglayim could splatter. And that's what the Bryce is saying. Dvarim she'etarti l'chakan means the giloy of two tfachim of your body in front of you, which I allow you to do in a Beis HaKisei Arai, Asarti L'Chakan, you're not allowed to do in a Beis HaKisei Kavua when you're making Gedolim. You can only be Megala Tefach Me'achodav when one is doing Gedolim. So there's no Raya that Beis Hillel holds that it's Asar to be Mashtin in Tefillin Biyado, and it's not a Kasha of Sheshes. So the Gemara brings a Raya to this din of Tefach and Tefachayim. Titani Chadak, Shu Nifna Megala La'achar of Tefach. We have one Braisa that tells us that when a person goes to the bathroom, we should be Megala one Tefach behind him, we'll find of Tvachayim and two Tvachim in front of us, Vitani in front of him, Vitani Idach, and another Brisa tells us, Liachra of Tvach Lufan of Lo Klum, that he reveals one Tvach behind him, but nothing in front of him. My Lav Idivi Idi Be'ish, aren't both talking about a man that's using the bathroom? Velo Kasha, Kan Le Gedolim, Kan Le Ketanim, and it's all about what he's using the bathroom for. The Brisa that says that it's one Tvach behind him, but nothing in front of him is when he's only doing Gedolim. The Brisa that says that it's Tvach Liachra of Tvachayim in front of him is talking about what he's doing Ketanim, and that's why he needs the two Tvachim in front of him. So the Tvachayim that you're matir when you're mashtin, it means in the Beis HaKiseh Arai, we asu when you're doing Gedolim. That's a Beis HaKiseh Kavua. And that's what the Brisa means. Dvarim Sheitarti L'Chakan. Says Mar, V'tizbra, Iba Ketanim La'achra Tvach Lamali. If he's talking about Ketanim, why would you have to be Megala anything La'acharav if he's only doing Ketanim? Eli Idividi B'Gedolim Lo'kasha Habi Ish Habi Isha. No, the way to reconcile is that they're both talking about Gedolim. The difference is whether it's a man or a woman. The Brisa tells us that La'achrav Yirmagala Tefach L'fan of Tefachayim is a man, and even for Gedolim he's allowed to be Megala Tefachayim in front of him, and an Isha is only allowed to be Megala Tefach La'achareha but nothing in front of her. So that's what the Brisa says. Vorm She'itarti L'chakan Asarti L'chakan means that which I've been matir for a man to be Megala Tefachayim Asarti L'chakan by an Isha to be Megala Tefachayim. So that's our third possibility of what that means. Dvarim Sheitarti Asarti. So the first possibility was that it relates to tefillin, that the tefillin that you're allowed to bring into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, you're not allowed to bring into Beis HaKiseh Arai. Second possibility is that it relates to, it all relates to a man, but it's about whether he's making Gedolim or Ketanim. And third possibility is it relates to man versus woman. If that's the case, well then that which it says on the safe of that Brisa, that this is a Kal V'Chomer, that there's no tshuva to be miyashiv it, my enel of tshuva. What sort of Kal V'Chomer is there to ask on this that doesn't have any response to it? If the Brisa is talking about a tefillin in Beis HaKiseh and it's going like Beis Hillel, that he allows it in a Beis HaKiseh Kavua but not in a Beis HaKiseh Arai, I understand. You could ask a Kal V'Chomer that if in a Beis HaKiseh Kavua you're allowed to go with tefillin Kal V'Chomer, you got to be able to do it in a Beis HaKiseh Arai. And then that's a strong Kal V'Chomer that's going to be enel of tshuva. But if the Brisa is talking about the din of tefach and tefachayim of nisha and nisha, what kind of Kal V'Chomer are you going to ask? Dark de milsa hachi isa. It's just anatomy. It's just normal that a man needs to be megala tefachayim in front of him, and a woman does not need to be megala at all. So that love tefillin. So what? You want to say that it's talking about? It must be that we're talking about tefillin in a Beis HaKiseh, and we go back to interpretation number one. Dvarim sheitarti l'chakan means I allowed you to walk into a Beis HaKiseh kavua with your tefillin. Asarti l'chakan, but not a Beis HaKiseh arai with your tefillin. Utiyufta derava, and therefore it's a tiyufta on derava amrav sheshes. So that which we said the Brisa is Dvarim Sheitarti is tefillin is a pircha on Rava in the name of Rav Sheshes, who said that the Brisa that asers urinating with tefillin biyado goes like Beishameh, not like Beisilel, because then we have nothing to do with the Brisa of Dvarim Sheitarti l'chakan asarti l'chakan, because according to Beishameh it's aser everywhere. So tiyufta. So this is taka tiyufta on because it's got to be going like the Beisilel. So mikol makom kasha. But either way, we have a kasha on this din from a kal v'chomer, meaning okay, once we're going to say this din, that you're allowed to go into Beis HaKiseh Kavua with tefillin, but not a Beis HaKiseh Arai. Why in the world is that true? We have the Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer. Beis HaKiseh Kavua should be dirtier and worse and more prone for us to say not to go into the Beis HaKiseh. Hashem Beis HaKiseh Kavua, Shari Beis HaKiseh Arai, Lo Kol Shkein. Sa'achi Kavar. Beis HaKiseh Kavua, the Leka Nitzotzos, Shari. By Beis HaKiseh Kavua, there's no splattering. So then it's Mutter to carry the tefillin. Beis HaKiseh Arai, Deka Nitzotzos, Asri. Beis HaKiseh Arai, where there's some splattering, it's going to be Asri. Ihachi Amai Ena Lov Tshuva, Tshuva Mal Yisehi. Okay, but then that's too good of an answer. Meaning you said we have this Kal V'Chomer to ask on this, that's Eina Lov Tshuva. You just gave a very good answer to it. This idea that tefillin in Beis HaKiseh in a Kavua and Arai, we learn it based on the Svara, and through that we're Matir B'Kavua because there are no Nitzotzos, but we ask her in Arai because there are Nitzotzos. V'lo Tesilo B'Kal V'Chomer, but you cannot learn it based on a Kal V'Chomer. Di Asilo B'Toris Kal V'Chomer, Zeo Kal V'Chomer Shein Lov Tshuva. Meaning if you weren't to use what if you were not to use regular logic and you were to only use a limud of the Kal Vachomer, you'd run into a dead end, because then you're not going to be able to explain this properly. Person should take either 10 very short walks or 4 slightly longer walks before he has a major su'udah, v'yifna, and then he can cleanse his system, it will get the bowels moving, and then v'achar kach nichnas, then he should eat the su'udah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, nichnas su'udas keva cholis tefillah v'achar kach nichnas. You're going to su'udas keva, remove your tefillin first. Uplikit Rabbi Chia, dam Rabbi Chia, manichan al shulchano v'chein hadrulo. That you should put him on the table, and that's the appropriate way to behave, so that they'll be there when you're ready to put them back on. V'ad emas, when do you put the tefillin back on after the su'udah? Rav Nachman Yitzchak, ad zman bracha. Before benching, you wash your hands and you put your tefillin back on, and that way you'll be able to bench with the tefillin on. Tani chada, sorry about them tefillin in ma'osa ba'par kasuso. A person can wrap his tefillin together with his money in a cloth. V'tani idach lo yatzor. Another bride says, no, you can't. So lo kasha. Ha da azmenei, ha da lo azmenei. It depends. Is this su'udah designated for carrying tefillin? So if it's designated for carrying tefillin, you're not allowed to put other things in a bag that's designated just for tefillin. This is very much halacha l'maisa. In the plastic bag around your tefillin, so that's not just designated for tefillin, that's for a mirror and for a sitter and for tissues and whatever else people keep in the Purell nowadays, whatever it is that people keep in that bag. But the bag that actually holds the tefillin is only for tefillin. If you have a cloth that's meant to put tefillin in, sar be tefillin, you can put tefillin in it. Also, and you're not allowed to put coins in it. If you just designated it, but you've never actually put tefillin in it, sar be v'lazme, or you've put tefillin in it, but you've never actually designated it, then you're allowed to put money in it. And according to Abaye, that says that even designated something already gives it its full kedusha. That if you were just mazmin it, even though you didn't actually put anything in it, it already has its full kedusha. But if you just used it and you never made it as money, you never designated it for tefillin, then it will not yet have its kedusha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Bayim Minei Rav Yosef.